Hi, I'm Jeremy Alderson. I'm the founder of the Homelessness Marathon and director of the American Homelessness Marathon. The irony about it is that this was never intended to be a lasting national broadcast. When I first did it, I just wanted to rave and rant about how bad homelessness was, and I had the opportunity to have some extra time on the radio, and I got it out of my system. It really wasn't until the next morning when I talked to people and saw the response that I realized that the idea had kind of caught on. And when I realized this was striking a note with the audience, that only after the first broadcast was finished did I get the idea to put it up on the satellite and see if anybody would want to take it. And the first year we did a national broadcast, I think 7 stations were on board, and it just grew from there. We've now done 17 broadcasts.
Wow. And then, Andy, can you tell us how the Homelessness Marathon came to Canada?
My name's Andy Edwards, and how we started this marathon in Montreal was I was a squatter, homeless, and I had a job at the same time, but I was making minimum salary. So with my 3 children and everything, I couldn't afford to pay rent and everything on minimum salary, of course. So I ended up squatting with my 3 children. And one day, a young woman came and approached me by the name of Gretchen King. And Gretchen approached me and asked me if I wanted to do the homelessness marathon. And I said, I've never been on radio before. How are we going to do this? How are we going to set this up? And we got it all together. And in 2002, we brainstormed it. In 2003, we were on the air, broadcasting from Dans la Rue in Montreal. That was where we first started. And it's been 13 years now.
One thing, by the way, if you're, Andy may not even know, is that the first couple of years that we did national broadcasts, we routed our webcast through Montreal. And Gretchen, who Andy referred to, was kind enough to help us with giving us the bandwidth to distribute our signal to stations through Montreal. And as a result, people were able to hear it in Montreal. People were in the studio listening and so forth, and they liked it. So that was how it originally came to Canada, was they were just doing us a favor by helping us distribute our signal.
My next question, Jeremy, can you tell our Canadian listeners a little bit about the American Homelessness Marathon this year?
One of the things that inspires me personally most about the broadcast is that it means a lot to homeless people. They feel a greater sense of dignity when they are taken seriously and talked to and can be on the air and asked about their lives like they're real people, which of course they are. But this year something actually happened that had never happened before. We had a woman and a man on, and the guy, they were older people, you know, middle-aged people. And the woman is in a wheelchair. And I asked them if they were a couple. And the guy said, well, now that you mention it, and he got down on his knees and proposed to his girlfriend right there on the homelessness marathon. One homeless person proposing to another. And she accepted him. And it's the kind of moment, you know, we couldn't have scripted it, and we wouldn't have if we couldn't have. But I think it just underscores, which is the most important point, that when you use the words homeless people, the important word is people, not homeless. These are people just like anybody else, with loves, with fears, with needs. And, you know, what we try to do on the Homelessness Marathon above all else is just present homeless people as they really are and hope that that has an effect in and of itself.
At the microphone, we have Cindy and Dale. And Cindy is in a wheelchair and is disabled. Cindy, you want to tell us what your story is?
I got hit by a car.
Okay. And you are disabled as a result of that?
Yep.
Speaking to the mic.
Yes, I am disabled because of that.
And do you have any prognosis of ever getting out of that chair, or are you permanently disabled?
She's got to start working her legs and stuff again.
So maybe there's hope, but you got to have treatment. And it can't be easy getting treatment when you're homeless.
No, it's not.
It's very difficult.
Right. And where do the two of you sleep? Are you a married couple or are you a couple?
Well, what I wanted to do was actually propose to her.
Oh, no kidding.
Right now.
Would you go? We would be so honored by that.
Cindy.
Yes.
Would you be honored to be my wife?
Yes, Dale, I would.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Well.
There you go.
Well, I can tell you in 17 years, that's the first time that's ever happened on this show, and it's kind of moving. And Dale, you want us to know, I take it, that homeless people still love each other, right?
That is correct.